Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got our specialist researcher, Tony Farrell. Served in Britain's South Yorkshire Police for 12 years as police intelligence analyst. It was Farrell's job to produce annual strategic threat assessment matrix reports, and he discovered that the evidence pointed towards government-sponsored terror and was let go. He'll be joining us coming up in light of the bombshell, Saudis and U.S. government-protected hijackers. That's coming up. And we have some also special guests in studio, great activists. Take calls then as well. Got a lot of news I haven't gotten to yet. But going back to Ted Anderson, so Ted, gold now at an all-time high. We're going right up to 1,590 smackers. Silver surging as well today, right up, close to 39. This is amazing, but it isn't amazing when you understand that this is what happens when you have dollar devaluation.
We have seen way too much printing of currency, and it's competing with the money that's out there, and it's just pushing the value of gold and silver up. And it's not just happening here in the United States. It's happening in Europe, and it's happening all over the place. I was watching the Asian markets this morning long before the U.S. market opened, and that was going up all night long. And here we are sitting here today watching the market doing the same thing in New York. Obviously, the word is out there, and the United States is the dollar's in trouble. We've printed way too much currency. You're talking about items that I have. The Eagle right now is sitting at $16.98.92. I have, the palladium bars. I have Mexican pesos. I have 1 ounce maple leaves. I have coronas. I have platinum eagles. I have Australian nugget gold coins. I've got quarter ounce Krugerrands, quarter ounce silver bars. We have just a whole long line of various different things. You know, the premiums have gone up so far on the bullion coins that I even think that you should be buying the real circulated $20 gold pieces at this point, just due to the fact that everybody's ignored those now, and they're just sitting there right next to what it costs to buy a U.S. Eagle. So, it's just, there's such a long line of stuff that you can get into, but you got to remember, this is July, Alex. We're sitting right next to August, September, October. That's when the market gets hot, and if it's heating up this much in August, the prices that we're going to pay in this fall, it's going to be through the roof,
Absolutely. So there's a long list of things that are on the sheet that are the special. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. I'll go back, folks, to telling you to buy silver when it was $5 an ounce 10 years ago, telling you to buy gold when it was $360 an ounce. And then every time they play the game, make it dip by 100 bucks on gold or 10 bucks on silver. People say, are you going to sell yours? No, I'm not. I'm going to buy more because they're globally devaluing currencies. Gold and silver is denominated in those currencies. The gold and silver isn't going up. The currencies are going down. And so what you're doing is dodging inflation with these moves. You would have had a fourfold increase if you bought gold 10 years ago, a sevenfold increase in silver when it was up at 50, right at 50, tenfold. The point is, it is now time to get involved in gold and silver. Chad, I know that the stuff you've got from what, about a month, month and a half ago? How long are you going to be able to have these specials you've got right now before prices go up?
Well, Alex, I know that today is going to be a hot day. It could be over by the day's end, just due to the fact that, the prices are going up like they are. People are going to be calling and buying. I hope to carry it through further. We'll have to see.
All right, 800-686-2237. And how much is it to get the American Dream film along with the Big Brother book? You get the two silver dollars and you get those free. How much is that?
Well, I'm still holding that at $75 delivered. I can tell you right now, you can't buy two silver dollars at $75. So that is a
So it's free delivery, the free film, and the free book. This is a big loss leader, folks. This is to get you introduced into silver and gold. Ted does these specials only on this radio transmission. And I can't tell you, that's the best deal you'll find anywhere. I certify it, but your common sense certifies it. 800-686-2237. I feel really good and sleep really good at night being able to offer you deals like that. So please take advantage of it. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Tim.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to preface before we go to our guest here with just some basic history. In mainline Roman history, and you learn that Julius Caesar's family actually got political power through this over several generations, fire departments were set up in the big city of Rome, and if your neighborhood did not pay them the fire department fee, they would set fires and burn down your neighborhood. And over time, it grew into a protection racket. The Sicilian Mafia in the last 200 years in Italy and the United States, in places like New York and Boston and other places, didn't invent coming to your grocery store or your laundry or your restaurant or your church and saying, you need to pay us protection money or somebody's going to burn down your grocery store. I'm not saying who's going to do it, but if you pay me a little protection money and hire my cousin, he'll watch out and make sure nobody burns down your grocery store. And of course, it's the cousin smiling at you from behind the capo that's going to burn down your grocery store. There was a case of this in New York. I don't know, it was a decade ago. Got a lot of attention, so I use it as an example, where somebody with ball peen hammers knocked out hundreds of car windows for years. And folks noticed that there were billboards everywhere for a company that had shops all over the areas that would fix your windshield for the lowest price. And finally, it was discovered when one of the workers blew the whistle that he had upwards of eight people going out every night knocking dings and windshields with a ball peen hammer. Now, that's a false flag, business attack. There's been a lot of evidence that major virus companies are hiring hackers to release viruses that they then already have the fix to. I mean, this really is common sense. Governments in the West the last 100 years have made drugs illegal because the big powerful interests control the drugs being brought in. Now they can shut down their competition with the law they've bought off, and they can make larger profits because it's now a black market item. This is all really just cause and effect, common sense. Hitler firebombing his own Reichstag, that's now been released and confirmed. Hitler blowing up his own military base, blaming it on the Poles to attack Poland and say, oh, look, the Poles attacked our base, our communications base. They even dressed up prisoners and shot them in Polish uniforms and German uniforms to show newsreels of dead bodies. That's how World War II started. That's publicly admitted. So the point is, you know governments do this. You know Gulf of Tonkin was staged to get us into Vietnam saying our ships were attacked. Now, they said it was a conspiracy theory for 40 years. When on the 40th anniversary, the CIA declassified they staged it. We already knew because officers on the ships came back and reported, no, we weren't attacked. That was in the San Diego paper back in 64. But it becomes a rumor, a legend. People heard it was staged. Well, later it came out it was staged. And there's Operation Gladio, over 200 U.S. bombings carried out with NATO in Europe. Their favorite thing was to blow up school buses because that really got folks upset. Then they would grab a patsy, shoot them in the head, and say that, you know, they had committed the bombing of the school bus. So it's time to grow up. The Russians do it. The Czars did it before the communists. Every major government does this. And the argument in the Pentagon is others are doing it. We got to do it. You got Operation Northwoods, where the Pentagon proposed to Kennedy to blow up D.C., bomb Miami, hijack jets by remote control, crash them, blame it on the Russians, start World War III. Kennedy said no, and they said, well, then we're going to just take you out. Now, all of that goes on. All of that is happening. And you know, I've talked a lot about this because it was in Newsweek, it was in major newspapers that the hijackers were trained at U.S. bases. And it came out but was never discussed again. And the head of the Defense Language School, Colonel Butler, went public and said, some of these guys were at our school. I recognize them. Something's going on. The government's behind this. And then they started a court-martial against him, and he shut up, and they dropped the court-martial. So all of that said, I wanted to play this clip before we go to our guest from England for the rest of the hour, and we appreciate his courage in going public and losing his job over this. And I actually have some of the local papers that reported on it here. But bombshells, Saudi and U.S. government protected hijackers. And, of course, I mean, who set up al-Qaeda? Saudi Arabia, the U.S., England, and Israel, along with Pakistan intelligence in 1979. Zbigniew Brzezinski has written two books in the last 5 years bragging about it. It's the same groups working together. We've had Mr. Springman, the former head of the visa section of the embassy, on where they were ordered. It's been in the Toronto Star. I had him on 9 years ago. But I've had him on since. Mr. Springman, I talked to his colleagues. They were ordered to let Mohammed Atta and others back into the U.S., 8 months before 9/11, even though they were flagged as terrorists in their database. And the CIA, when they wouldn't let them in, had the State Department call and say, look, they work for us. That's a cover. The underwear bomber, Undersecretary of State Kennedy, admits they were ordered to help get him on the plane by an unnamed U.S. agency and to give them the visa. We knew it a month and a half before because our listeners, lawyers, the Haskells, husband and wife lawyers, were on and saw the guy being gotten on the plane, thought it was suspicious, didn't have his passport, saw the whole firecracker deal right as they roll out. I mean, it's all staged. Now, fast and furious, shipping guns in to the drug dealers to then blame it on the Second Amendment. Now they've announced the gun control because of their own operation. It's happening. I mean, they know what they're doing. And so it's time to grow up and realize this is happening. Now, here is former governor of Florida, former senator and Florida governor Bob Graham, said at least two of the purported 9/11 hijackers had assistance from Saudi Arabia. Graham's recently released novel, Keys to the Kingdom, implicates the Saudis. He told MSNBC the novel is based on factual information. Let's go ahead and play that clip from MSNBC.
Well, just briefly, Thomas, there are some unquestioned facts that Saudi Arabia was providing significant assistance to at least two of the 19 hijackers living in San Diego. The questions are, why was Saudi Arabia doing this? Was it also providing assistance to the other 17 hijackers? And then why did the United States go to such lengths, including censuring the Congressional Inquiry's report on the events leading up to 9/11 that that related to the role of Saudi Arabia. So there are a lot of unanswered questions, and Keys to the Kingdom starts with finding those answers.
If you say that 40% of what's in this book is fake, okay, do you think it's going to allow for avenues of discussion?
Oh, that's good. All right, now we are going to our guest, Tony Farrell, served as a high-level intelligence analyst for South Yorkshire Police in Britain from 1998 to 2010. In the days preceding the fifth anniversary of the 7/7 bombings, Farrell discovered the 9/11 attacks and 7/7 attacks were acts of state-sponsored terror. And Jaron gave me a more detailed bio on him. He has a university degree in applied statistics, Sheffield Hallam University, if I'm reading that right, postgraduate degree in criminal intelligence analytics and analysis, Manchester University, postgrad degree, management studies, Sheffield. And we continue on from there, studying future threats. And he was the head of the South Yorkshire Police of their program to analyze terror attacks and threats. And he joins us now, former intelligence analyst. And I have some of the news articles here dealing with it. Police intelligence analyst fired for blowing whistle on false flag terror. Strategic threat assessment matrix concluded 7/7 was an inside job. Tony Farrell is our guest going over that. And we also have mainstream British reports where they admit that most of the IRA bombings were actually run by British intelligence and British Army officers, some of which we've interviewed here. One of them got killed after he was on the show. Not trying to scare folks, just telling you this is not a game. Mr. Farrell, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your courage.
Thank you, Alex, and it's a pleasure to be on.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, your years of research, and what brought you to going public with this information, and what the police department thought when you brought them this information.
Well, I've been working for the police service as a principal analyst since 1998, and had local government experience, and also worked for the regional government office, which is part of the Home Office, doing research into crime. So I was quite experienced as a civilian. I wasn't a police officer. And I was used to doing the strategic work. I wasn't privy to the detailed terrorist information from Special Branch, but I did take an overview of the sanitized versions and pull them together in a strategic set. That was my assignment, my annual assignment. And what happened, Alex, was that, as you say, a week up to leading up to the 2010 July the 7th, 5-year anniversary, I was merrily going along with my assignment, believing that I was just going to be able to complete it without any problems. And unfortunately, for me, running concurrently was my home study that did the things like the history of geopolitics and what was going on in the world and a bit of church history. And all of a sudden, with a week to go, Alex, I dropped on, through the likes of your program, the possibility of 9/11 being an inside job. That quickly triggered me to do a lot of research in haste at home, hoping to get reassurance that that wouldn't be the case. And unfortunately, it was. As I could see, it was damning evidence. I panicked. I went to my church minister to say what I would do in this situation. And he just said, well, terrible, isn't it? Have you thought about checking out 7/7? Well, I thought, oh, dear, I better check that out too. And now we're only talking 2 or 3 days to go before the assignment's due. So I took a day's annual leave and did everything possible. Stayed awake for 24 hours. That too wasn't long before it was so obvious, Alex, that it was an inside job as well. There's just damning information out there. And that threw me in a problem, Alex, because I had to go to what we call an Intelligence Strategy Management Board on the 8th of July. And part of the assignment was a threat assessment that covered terrorism. And the component part would normally expect me to go along with all the government rhetoric and narrative on this, which would be to say that the large threat was essentially from Islamic terrorism. Well, I'm sorry, if 9/11 was an inside job and 7/7 was an inside job, how could it possibly rely upon government rhetoric to actually say that it was Islamic terrorism as the biggest threat?
All right, Mr. Farrell, quick break, stay right there. Absolutely. These are the big attacks. These are causing large numbers of death. If that's an inside job, then you do the statistical analysis. then government-sponsored terror is the most dangerous. We'll continue with where this led on the other side.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
So for 12 years, for the big city government and for the central government of the Home Office, the UK, he's an analyst looking at future terror threats, analyzing where the terror threat comes from. Well, if you're actually a real researcher, you would know that there was BBC, London Telegraph. I've got all the articles. Police seize files of spy linked to IRA murders. It goes on and on. Double agent was the real IRA's Omaha bomb team. And I've had these guys on. And hidden in all these articles, because they report on it, but they bury it, it turns out that 7 out of 10 IRA commanders, going back 50 years, on average, were British intelligence, staging terror attacks as a pretext to stay in Northern Ireland and to take the rights of Brits, now the most surveilled people on Earth. But side issue, the point is that this stuff's all hidden in plain view. Now, Tony Farrell, their chief analyst, just a week or so out from this big report, he, in his research, finds reality. And what happened when you brought them the report, sir? Please continue.
Well, the first thing I did, Alex, when this horrible realization occurred to me, I thought I had to go and alert management. And I did that, Alex, with a briefing note, because we were getting very close to the deadline. This was the 6th of July. The deadline was required on the 8th of July. So I made it my business to alert management. I shocked them with a briefing note that gave all of the hyperlinks. So I alerted them to your films. I alerted them to Loose Change and the compelling videos that were out there. That was on 9/11 and all. Likewise with 7/7. The research, the compelling research, and I was saying to management, look, it's a case of Houston, we've got a problem here, and we need to have a look at it because things aren't the way they seem. And that shocked management, and they really, on the 7th of July, they really sort of tried to wrap me up in cotton socks, Alex, and tried me to get go along with it and not rock the boat and go to the Intelligence Strategy Management Board on the 8th. Disregarding what I believe to be the threat and just carry on as normal. I'd done all the work, so I was in a position where I could have actually carried out and handed over the assignment to their satisfaction. They'd have loved that. My problem was it would go against my conscience. And quite frankly, Alex, this was a case I couldn't keep silent on. Silence, it's not golden, it's yellow. And I wasn't going to be cowardly over this. I had to make a stance. It was a defining moment on the 5th anniversary, that 7th of July, 2010. I came to that decision in my own conscience that I must make the stance. And on the 8th of July, I went in and made my stance and refused to hand over the product that they wanted later on for that afternoon's presentation to the Intelligence Strategy Management Board. I was asked then to explain myself in a report. I was sent home, away from the office, where they did an audit of my computer. And I was asked to come back in a few days' time with a report that explained why I felt necessary to make the stance, which I duly did. I told them all the reasons. I made inferences on the strategic threat to do with the New World Order. And I made inferences that, yes, 9/11 was an inside job, 7/7 was an inside job, there was media control, and the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are unjustified and morally wrong, and they're for the purposes of furthering the New World Order satanic agenda. And, of course, that didn't go down well, but it was a report that didn't pull any punches. And I simply said, look, I cannot go against conscience. The Ninth Commandment, I'm a Christian, the Ninth Commandment says, thou shalt not bear false witness. And I think that my assessment was that this wasn't done, as Tony Blair blurted out, 7/7 wasn't done in the name of Islam. This was done to blame Islam by Tony Blair. And I wasn't going to be a false witness and do anything that would perpetuate, a countenance of perpetuation of that lie. So I stood firm. I went on annual leave for 3 weeks while management decided what on earth to do with this. They held some conferences in my absence. I was very quickly told that there would be a hearing. I wouldn't be in the office ever again. So I appeared at the hearing on the 2nd of September. They asked me, had I changed my opinion on any of this? I hadn't. In fact, my opinion, in the time off, I'd researched even more, and my opinions had become stronger. So I was utterly convinced now, no doubt whatsoever, that it was right to make the stand. They felt that my beliefs were incompatible with their role. In some respect, I agree with them in the context that...
Tony, stay there.
Could
I
just...
that was a short segment. Long 18-minute segment coming up with the chief terror threat analyst who was fired over this. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been the naivete of the public in the West that has allowed unspeakable corruption to take deep, deep root into every sector of our society. Only facing the hard facts gives us any chance to turn the tide and then ultimately reverse what's happened to our civilization. Corruption either gets worse or gets better. It doesn't stand in one place. And right now, it was slowing because of an awakening. Now the system is steamrolling. They are releasing every trick in the book to overwhelm us right now using psychological warfare principles. We are being bum-rushed right now. We are under a full, no-holds-bar, 100% commitment assault. They're getting ready for even bigger wars, false flags. You can see all the preparatory brainwashing going on. Now's the time to pray, but also take action. Now, we're going to go back to our guest here in just a moment. If you go to the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com, we've also got this stuff up at infowars.com and prisonplanet.com, but nobody knows how to present the idiocy of the establishment like Matt Drudge. And Joseph Curl and all the other great folks over there at DrudgeReport.com. Bernanke, gold, not money. It's actually a video clip. I didn't know what Deb was talking about earlier because I hadn't seen this. I just saw it during the break. We're going to be playing that next hour, and I got some guests in studio where Ron Paul talks about dollar devaluation and how QE3 is going to cause more inflation, and Bernanke says there's no inflation. It's like saying the sky isn't blue or the sun doesn't come up in the morning. And Bernanke goes on and tells Paul, gold is not money. Federal Reserve notes are money. And then if you scroll down on Drudge, he's got Bernanke announcing that they may launch QE3, which is a Weimar Republic-style inflation. Meanwhile, the depression's so bad, there's copper thieves running around robbing. Crime is exploding, but the government says everything is wonderful. We're going back to our valiant guest to break down his view of 9/11 and 7/7 from a criminologist and statisticians expert of view and what evidence showed him that these were blaring inside jobs. Gee, I think the hijackers trained at U.S. bases admitted, but nobody investigates that. I think that might be a little place to start, but we're going to talk to him here in just a moment. Before we go back to our guest, I want to just remind you, speaking of gold and silver, Ted Anderson has a deal going today. It may end or go up in price tomorrow. Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, excellent book, free. And The American Dream, great illustrated documentary cartoon about the banking cartel. Both of these free for two silver dollars. Shipping is free, $75. You can't buy two silver dollars for $75, folks. And then get free shipping and all of this. It's a loss leader. Ted wants to introduce you to gold and silver, and he wants to get this book and these videos out. 888, the number to call to get my films is 888-253-3139. But the number to call Ted is 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Again, one more time, 800-686-2237. And lastly, speaking of satanic elite, the world leaders, including from Europe, are meeting starting tomorrow in Northern California. I'm the only person to ever sneak in and get out with footage. Others have tried and failed, CBS News, Vanity Fair. But they also reported that it's a bunch of rich, mainly conservative leaders having gay sex. And I'm just saying they're hypocrites is the point. And taking drugs and getting drunk and worshiping a big stone deity. And I happen to have it on tape. Two films on one DVD, The Order of Death and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, 1995. And you get Invisible Empire free, getting into even more of the information by Jason Burmes and the book Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. We never offered a special this good, 1995. It ends at the end of the month of July. It's the Bohemian Grove. Buy one, get two free special, Infowars.com. Okay, I'm done. Our guest now will have the floor. Tony Farrell served as the Yorkshire Police 12 years as their chief intelligence analyst for future terror threats. He has, 3 degrees in criminology and statistics. And the point here is that he was filing this big report on future threats and said, well, there does show there's some Muslim terrorists. But the big threat is government-sponsored. Here's my evidence. They said, we don't want to see that. It's not compatible with our narrative. So you hire analysts to give you what the threat is, and even upon the threat of being fired, does he want to change your mind? And he said, no, I do not renounce my Christianity. So they said, well, we're going to politically burn you at the stake, and fired him. You've gotten up to that point. Continue, sir, and what's happened since, why you're now going public, and then let's break down 7/7 and 9/11 from your expert perspective.
Right. Well, it's interesting, Alex, because the way they actually dismissed me, it was quite bizarre. It was a solemn occasion. They dismissed me not for my incompatible beliefs, so that made my position untenable. There was no allegation here of any misconduct. So they almost encouraged me to appeal. In one sense, they said, look, there's an appeals process to the police authority appeals committee. That's not the chief constable, that's the politicians and independent members of the police authority. That'll be in front of the panel. So I always said I probably wouldn't appeal. They seemed to want me to appeal, so I took them up on the offer. I appealed, but it didn't mean no good because they still dismissed me. And on the 26th of November, which left me 4 days to get this into an employment tribunal. I'd been to my lawyers at that stage, and they said that this might be, you know, your beliefs may be protected under certain law, so they may have acted unlawfully. It depends, but it's worth a try. And they're in the employment bracket, religious and belief regulations from 2003. So there was a potential discrimination case here, and also under the human rights legislation, there was a potential unfair dismissal. So I put it into an employment tribunal situation. And that's running, that's ongoing at the moment. It's quite interesting. We've had a pre-hearing review to discuss whether it is a discrimination case. At that pre-hearing review a month ago, the decision was that my beliefs were not protected. But there isn't a ground for an appeal. In any case, I can go forward on an unfair dismissal. And there's a three-day hearing set aside for the, I believe it's the 7th, 8th and 9th September, a substantive hearing. But the key for me, I think, is, and the key strategy for all of this, is to keep the actual belief, the discussion about the belief in court. So I fully intend, if I can, to launch an appeal. My barrister thinks that there are grounds for appeal here, so we can mount a legal challenge in court, which will be an interim hearing. But again, that will keep on the agenda the issues of my beliefs about the notion of false flag in terms of, and the satanic New World Order in terms of a religious belief and a philosophical belief.
Well, first off, sir, I mean, just to add here, this is modern heresy for you to get fired when you're hired to analyze what groups are really behind the terrorism and try to track where the future threats are coming from. I mean, here in the U.S., we have Fast and Furious, where for 2 years, the Attorney General directed the FBI, DEA, and ATF to ship high-powered weapons into Mexico to then blame it on the Second Amendment. And even though this has all come out, they've now come out with the anti-gun moves using the event that they are admitted to have triggered. So they're going on like nothing happened. So it's not heresy to know that governments have staged events against their own people as a pretext to get control. That is in the Encyclopedia Britannica. That is a known fact. We have WikiLeaks 3 years ago releasing army manuals in the U.S. where they train army captains and special ops how to stage a false flag. You know, if you're in a third world area and overwhelmed, stage a massacre and then blame it on the enemy. That'll force multiply the people to help you. And the argument here is an ancient 3,000-year-old Persian gambit, of course, in chess to sacrifice a pawn or another piece in an opening move to make your enemy miscalculate and draw them in, a sacrifice. That's why the military does this, because they say, well, if we send in 100 troops, that'll draw the enemy out. The 100 troops will be killed, but then we'll see the enemy's strength. We can then cut them off at a pincer, saving 10,000 troops. It's a cold-blooded calculation. So that's why they do this. They see Islam as a threat. They want to take over the oil and resources. They want to invade these countries. So, of course, they're going to stage some events. They call it a justifiable sacrifice. That's the sick mindset. But to say we're conspiracy theorists or we're crazy because we know governments admittedly do this, it doesn't hold water.
That's right, Alex. And in times, you mentioned George Orwell there, and in times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act, I'm afraid.
It does. So continuing now, you're challenging all of this, but what about the fact that you're an analyst and they're not letting you give your terror threat prognosis? That also sounds like a national security issue, that they're not letting you get your report out about who the terrorists are.
Well, that's right. I offered to provide them a comprehensive report, not just this strategic threat assessment matrix was rather crude and simplistic, and I believe it's gimmicky. It's a distraction, Alex, and I'm afraid that I think all the principal intelligence analysts in each of the 43 police forces in England and Wales, it's they that want sacking. If they don't stand up and say this is no good, it's a massive distraction from actually doing intelligence analysis. And I'm afraid, Alex, intelligence analyst isn't, you know, if you're an intelligence analyst, you're not a spin doctor. And I'm afraid I wasn't prepared to be a spin doctor in this instance. And I just wish that others would stand up and look outside now. And I hope by doing this that other to other analysts that they've got to do this, and we have to have a pure role and tell it as it is without courting fear or favor.
Well, Tony, that's a great point you raise. We know in England now, the former head of MI6 has admitted it. We know the White House and Downing Street memo show it is confirmed that Tony Blair and George Bush got together in 10 Downing Street and at the White House on two occasions and ordered their intelligence chiefs to fix intelligence around weapons of mass destruction, including nuclear, in Iraq. Tony Blair responded with the 45-minute speech. Powell responded with the anthrax vial. And they did all of this. And now we know they went in to MI6 and to the CIA and ordered the analysts to issue false reports. Both countries' analysts, including Dr. David Kelly, refused, and so, of course, they killed Kelly. And now we know that they created the Office of Special Plans, fake analysts, to create fake reports. So this is a major scandal that they're telling you to basically fix intelligence analysis for them. I think that's even bigger than, quote, them saying, we're going after you for your beliefs. Or, do you see where I'm going with this?
Absolutely. And I wasn't going to bow down to their sacred cows. I wasn't going to bow down to their Caesar, because I serve something greater than that, and that's my God. And my conscience simply wouldn't allow me to go along with this monstrous lie, and I just couldn't do it. And that's what led me to get the sack. And I'm afraid if they're actually exerting that kind of pressure on other analysts, if they want to be have a conscience, then they're going to have to get the sack, unless this is blown up. And I feel as though there's a chink here in the armour, Alex. I think, you know, the British police force, they can be put under pressure here if we can just get this publicised more. And, you know, it takes one. I've done it. Let's, you know, other police, there's good people in the police service. And, you know, they could start to come out now. And that's what I really do hope will happen.
Well, they better, because the corrupt banks that run England and the U.S. and Europe are going to continue to stage terror attacks if we don't. Now continuing here, looking at 7/7, looking at 9/11, look at Sybil Edmonds. She's an FBI translator translating NSA communiques. She testifies to the 9/11 Commission in closed doors that she heard the leaders of Al-Qaeda on the phone with the CIA being directed in the year leading up to the day of 9/11 in sex slaves, weapons, drugs, laundered cash. Of course, we know Al-Qaeda was created by our own government, so that makes sense. And she tries to bring that to our supervisors and is told to shut up. So there's not an analyst. There's somebody listening to all of this going on. And there's hundreds and hundreds of other people who have seen and witnessed the same thing. Let's look at 7/7 first. Of course, the 7/7 bombings in London, for those that don't remember, used to sell the Iraq war and more. Break down the big blaring issues with that, sir.
Right. Okay. Well, 7th of July 2005, London bombings went off, and there were three underground stations and a bomb that went off on Tavistock Square. Few things that happened. 52 people were killed, plus four others, which was the alleged suicide bombers. Now, there was no inquiry into who committed the crime. Tony Blair immediately said that there would be an inquiry would be a ludicrous diversion. That's another disgrace. And instead, we've been told who is guilty, and we've had a diversionary inquiry later on down the line just about the intelligence failures, where the real agenda is simply to conceal the truth. As you say, you know, just as it was in the Hutton inquiry for Dr. David Kelly. Now, there was a poor quality and anonymous official version of the London bombings, and that's deeply suspicious and unacceptable. And add to that, there's never been the proper inquiry. So you've got big problems there, Alex. And for a government to give us one narrative of 7/7 without allowing all the other competing narratives to be officially heard in the process, it's simply insulting. It's a disgrace. Now, a key thing here is the mock terror exercise that occurred. Now, this is fantastic, this. Peter Power, advisor consultant, when all the bombs go off, shortly afterwards, we're talking an hour or so after the bombs have gone off, this guy, Peter Power, from Visor Consultants, goes on TV and announces this. He says that this is amazing. The terror training drill that we are into at the moment, where there's 1,000 staff involved, has actually was simulating bombs going off at the exact same stations and locations as it actually happened. Now, in statistical terms, Alex, it's certain can be that a drill exercise matching the exact same locations and dates of the actual bombs, that could not have occurred by mere coincidence. Now, was that investigated? No. Should it have been? Well, you're damn right it should.
And by the way, we're going to break. We got two more segments.
It offers the insight that's needed to find out really what happened. And it's a disgrace that it...
All right, stay there, sir. We got to go to break, and we're going to come back and let you finish on that. We got one little segment in that first 5 minutes of the hour, then we got guests coming in. We'll definitely have to have you back up in the future just to go over your own research. But absolutely, they ran drills on 9/11, Oklahoma City. They always run a drill to cover the real attack.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
People engage in delusional, magical thinking. They think that you can just decide there aren't false flag terror attacks. I mean, you read the history of France and England fighting with each other and others. They were constantly doing it. Constantly doing dirty tricks against each other. Blowing up an ammo dump and then blaming it on the other. This is war. The issue is war is now being used against us domestically by our own governments. That's an act of war, shipping tens of thousands of firearms into Mexico, then blaming on the Second Amendment. And it's admitted the government did that. Okay, people, we need to grow up or they're going to keep using this tool. So this is a short five-minute segment, sir. We got one more little five-minute segment, and we'll have to have you back. But continuing talking to Tony Farrell, who was in his police department and also worked in the federal government as a top terror analyst, ran into all this false flag history and information. You've gotten into the drills of 7-7, the exact same bus, exact same place, exact same time, exact same trains, exact same place, exact same time. Actuaries have been done. It's in the thousands of tractogillions. That's, you know, billions of times all the sand grains in the world. It's nearing infinity. I mean, it's the equivalent of finding a unicorn, a leprechaun, and Santa Claus in your backyard jumping rope. It doesn't exist. But please continue.
Yeah, the spineless, anonymous home office official version that had flaws in it that subsequently the government had to admit for there were lies. The 740 ghost train that went from London to St. Pancras that the Patsies were supposed to be on, but they didn't catch because the train never ran, and that was only an independent researcher that found that out later on and shamed the government. They had to change it, but they couldn't get the story to fit. So that whole sort of patch of the report is ludicrous.
And, of course, why run the drill? Well, you've got some young Arab gentlemen who are working, you know, with the government, who are teachers and things. They're taking part in a patriotic anti-terror drill. Uh-oh, something's going to happen.
Yeah. And, Alex, I'm afraid at least one or two of those, patsies were taken out and assassinated at Canary Wharf is the most plausible explanation. I certainly don't believe they were on the trains. And the military-style explosives on the train are far more plausible explanation than the so-called explosions on the in the backpackers is that they self-detonated themselves in wonderful synchrony. So all of that seems totally ludicrous. The profiles of these bombers, the personification of these people was not such that these were going to commit suicide. And if they've got videos that purport that they were, I actually believe that was part of a training drill. So there's so many things wrong with it. And I think we look at the G8 summit on the day of Glen Eagles and what on earth was Tony Blair doing a few hours later, coming on record when the police had announced that we don't know who's done this yet, but Tony Blair does. He knows this has been done in the name of Islam. Now, I think that is a disgrace. I think that is unacceptable. But I wish just good people in the UK would actually see it because I think they're blind.
Well, it gets worse. At the Tavistock Institute bus bombing, it turns out there were people with fake bandages on who were seen before and then after with them off, you know, covering their whole faces, being bandaged up. This was off the charts, insane and openly staged. And the reason they had to admit they were doing drills is because people who were part of the drill then start questioning what happened. But by seeing an authority figure admit the drill, then they think it's all out in the open. That's why Larry Silverstein admits they blew up Building 7. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.